This year's theme is The Whole Child is Greater Than the Sum of Its Parts.
It's an initiative that is prompted by the Center for the Study of the Urban Child.
Dr. Lisa Moon is director of the center.
We are intending to bring together critical stakeholders that include academicians, practitioners, advocates, religious leaders, citizens, and policymakers together in a way such that we can begin to have open and honest dialogue about those issues that impact urban children, and particularly the urban children here in the Commonwealth.
The future of kids in Virginia's city, she said, is the priority.
We believe, and research has shown us, that our children, while they experience many strengths just through their overall resilience and development and growth, are faced with a lot of challenges simply based on where they live. And the urban environment is one of those environments that creates additional stressors that would typically not impact those children that don't live in the core or don't live in an urban hub.
These issues, Dr. Moon said, must be addressed from a multidisciplinary perspective.
We really bring together many different disciplines to the table that interface with kids on a regular basis, that impact the policies that are developed about them, that conceptualize the way that they grow, the way that they change, the strides that they make.
The keynote speakers last year were a group of city kids who shared their experiences. Others will be there this year, along with Dr. Diane Watson from Lewis and Clark University's Graduate School of Education and Counseling.
And she is going to share with us some of her insights about urban children and some of the things that we know impact them, particularly from a professional's perspective, that sometimes the professionals are bringing to the table some of their preconceived notions about urban children. And so we know that sometimes that can get in the way.
John Ogle, WCVE News.